And in the midst of this pandemic, Arizona's emergency management director has resigned. And in doing so, Wendy Smith-Reeve criticized Governor Doug Ducey's management of the state's response to the coronavirus and said her function had become duplicative. Maria Paletta spoke with Ms. Smith-Reeve and has been following this developing story for the Arizona Republic, and she joins us now. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So let's start with that basic question. What did Smith-Reeve have to say in her resignation and this email that accompanied it? Why did she resign?
Well, as you said, she sent a pretty pointed email along with her formal resignation letter where she criticized the governor's management of the state's response to the new coronavirus. Earlier this month, Governor Ducey had issued an emergency declaration where he put the Department of Health Services Director, Dr. Kara Crist, in charge of the state's response efforts rather than having a trained emergency management professional coordinate them. Smith-Reeve basically feels that it should be the other way around. And as you said, she felt Ducey's decision made her own presence and function duplicative. In other words, she was being made redundant or getting squeezed out. She also slammed the governor's office for a lack of communication and transparency and said that the whole situation was not healthy for her team.
So give us a sense of what does the emergency management director for the state normally do in an emergency like this? Is it something that would normally be a position that's operating during a public health emergency?
Absolutely. So Smith-Reeve had worked in emergency management for nearly 24 years, I believe. And in her current role, or most recent role, I guess I should say, she oversaw the state's emergency preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation efforts. She'd actually appeared alongside other state officials at a lot of recent coronavirus press conferences. Mm-hmm. And her main argument here is that the governor was acting outside of the state's emergency response and recovery plan. She said that plan calls for emergency management professionals to lead or coordinate any response. So she agreed that everyone should be brought together to work on the problem, but with emergency management at the head. I didn't get the impression when I spoke with her that she was in any way arguing for health officials to be left out of the state's response, but she said emergency managers are uniquely trained to look at a problem and figure out all the types of subject matter experts needed at the table and then to take input from them and apply it.
What would she have done differently? In her criticism and in your conversations with her, did she give any specific examples of what she would have liked to see happen that hasn't happened?
So I believe, at least to my understanding, she was wanting emergency management professionals who have experience in that area and expertise in that area to be at the center of this effort. And again, having health officials very involved, but having just this one sort of central force leading the charge, coordinating resources so that you don't have miscommunications, that you don't have sort of, she described it as a hybrid model, like two different silos operating in a parallel mm-hmm. fashion under what the governor was asking for. So she was just wanting sort of a centrally located leadership.
Yeah. So what has the governor had to say about this? Has his staff or office responded?
I don't think the governor's office really has any plans to change how it's doing things. Smith-Reeve's former deputy director, Anthony Cox, has been named acting director, and he'll still report to Major General Michael McGuire, who oversees the broader Department of Emergency and Military Affairs. The governor's office put out a statement saying it was grateful to have McGuire's leadership and didn't anticipate missing a beat despite Smith-Reeve's resignation. It also, the governor's office also has disputed that Ducey did anything wrong in the first place. They say he was well within his statutory authority when he issued that emergency declaration. Their argument is pretty much that this situation is unprecedented, and for that reason, he needs to take these types of steps, needs to be all hands on deck, encourage the whole state to be leveraging whatever resources it has. And his chief operating officer basically said this had been working as planned. These efforts were not duplicative. They were successful and should be applauded.
All right. That is Maria Paletta with the Arizona Republic. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Maria.
Thank you.